want answers.
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Joining me as my co-host tonight is the lovely and intelligent and always armed with the latest news, Andy DeRiso. And our special guest is A.C. Griffith, coming to us from Virginia. And we've been talking about the BP, for lack of a better term, oil spill. And before we get to the methane, Griff, we've had a caller on hold for quite some time, and I want to get to him, and then we'll return to that point you're going to make about the methane. Dan, hi. Dan from Texas, you're on line one. What's on your mind?
Dave, would it be all right to ask AC about psychoelectronic harassment?
Ask Griff. Griff, is that okay if he asks you about that?
I'm having a hard time hearing him.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, a little bit.
AC, do you know anything about psychoelectronic harassment?
You're talking about the cell phone towers?
No, I'm talking about some agencies possessing the technological ability to project thoughts into people's heads.
Yes, that's real. It's certainly possible, and certainly a military weapon.
And Dan, we've had Nick Begich on the show. And, in fact, he even did a presentation before the European Union Parliament and demonstrated how this was done. So, yes, it is possible. In fact, this work goes all the way back to Jose Delgado in Spain, 1961, Spanish psychiatrist who changed animal behavior with electrical signals. Anyway, that's a little bit off the topic of where we're going for the moment. Do you have anything on the oil spill?
No, I think AC's covering that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andy, make a program note of this. Let's give a call to our friend Nick up in Alaska and book him for return appearance, because certainly that is a real phenomena, and we'll look at that down the road. Anyway, Dan, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Okay,
you're welcome. AC, let's go back to the point you were going to make on what's going on with methane being released into the air in great quantities.
It's not only methane. It's propane. The list of chemistry coming up out of the hole is long. It's not only methane. It's other chemistry also, and they're burning it. It's being released into the air. It's going into the water. You have the ships, the BP people setting fire to the oil floating on the surface. You're now releasing that unknown chemistry into the atmosphere and into the water. So you have a conglomeration of many, many, many chemicals and many unknowns. Now, on top of that, the chemtrail planes on their RFMP programs, the VTRPE that we talked about some a year ago, are continuing to aerosol the atmosphere, and that's coming down on the Gulf and on the coastal areas and mixing with the toxic atmosphere coming off of the petroleum, off of the fires, off the oil, off the methane, the propane, all of the other gases that are coming up out of that well.
Griff, let me ask you, is this an interaction effect, or is this a conductant effect?
They are interacting. Like my friend that I grew up with, he worked for Philip Morris. He was the man that designed the cigarettes. He's the man that put all of the ingredients in the cigarettes. And he told me one time, he said, Griff, there are over 4,000 gases that come out of a cigarette when you light it. He says, I don't have a clue what they are. And he was the man that designed the cigarette. So you have the same thing going on in the Gulf. Nobody on Earth knows what all of those gases are when they start combining with the flames and the mixture and the sun, the heat of the water, and so on and so on.
Okay, when we come back from the break, Griff, I'm going to ask you what danger methane specifically can pose, and then I got a question on Obama's agenda and all this. Stay tuned, everybody. More with your calls and A.C. Griffith along with Andy DeRiso after a word from these sponsors.
Oh,
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's www.panamalaw, one word, panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back, everybody, and our special guest tonight is A.C. Griffith, and we're talking about the dangers associated with the British petroleum spill. Griff, methane causes the atmosphere to heat up. Obama has wanted cap and trade under this global warming scam, and what better way to sell his program than to create a false flag event that will raise the mean temperature of the Earth rather quickly so he can usher in a system of complete control of the economy. What do you think?
Great quantities of petroleum in the water will also do that. It will also alter the flow of the streams. It will also, in great quantity, increase the melting of the poles. Now, the ALTA report is saying that it will flow for 19 months from the time it started. So you can calculate it will stop in November of next year. And that's going to be an awful lot of oil spilled out there. You know, I've really looked at the ALTA reports, A-L-T-A, and I think that Cliff High is really onto something. I can understand how some calculations can be misinterpreted, but the data coming over those reports is accurate, as far as I know. And I want to mention this, and then we'll go on. In a recent chart that Cliff High put out on the ALTA report, it shows today's date, the 11th, as a release date. That means the emotional values will increase up and down, up and down, up and down for the next period of time, up until November the 8th through the 11th. on November the 8th through the 11th of this year, in that time period, the chart starts to drop rapidly, something approaching a 45-degree angle or a little less than that, and it goes up until the first of the year. Then it tries to recover over a 7-8-day period, and then the chart goes straight down off of the chart, and that is the Third World War. That is the action of the Arab nations at Israel and the United States military. Cliff Eye is calling for the attack on Israel, or Israel's attack on Iran, rather, any time now, any day, any week now. And then they will retaliate on or about November the 8th to the 11th. Now, the chart will leave you cold looking at the line. It drops straight down off of the chart. Now, if we have millions of people evacuating out of the Gulf during this time with nowhere to go and no money, and the business is failing, the states are failing, it is the kiss of death to the revenue in the southern states when this happens. Business will stop, products will stop, money will stop, revenues, all of the states will go bankrupt in a matter of weeks. All the revenue stops. It'll further take the United States down. And that's another reason I think Obama wants this to happen. He's an Arab. He's not even qualified to be president. And this is happening. Now, you can look at all of this and say, well, none of this makes any sense. Well, you're looking at it.
It does. In fact, let me ask a question here. This impending war, as you say, between Israel and Iran, could it have anything to do with the fact of why we've stationed some high-powered naval vessels off the coast of China and in the Sea of Japan?
We're also putting ships over there in harm's way in the general area of Israel, and we've got
aircraft. Griff, the reason I asked that question is because China might come to the defense of Iran, and this could be the warning shot, so to speak, across the bow of China that we're not going to allow it without a fight.
Well, here's the ace in the deck. No one will mention scalar weapons. Now, Russia could take the United States out in one afternoon and destroy every city and flatten every building from Russia using scalar interferometer transmitters. They've been manipulating the weather over the United States for the last 10 years. They control the weather, putting Katrina into New Orleans last time. That was not anything other than scalar manipulation to guide it in there, making pressure zones and so on. Now, the United States, in the last few years, you've noticed that no hurricanes coming up the coast. That's because the United States military has put high pressure zones in front of those hurricanes and negated them with our scalar weapons. 10 nations have scalar weapons. It's Tesla technology.
Before we go down that road too far, let me back up to the oil spill for a second. Is this a false flag operation designed to meet some agenda?
There are agendas being played out, yes. And they're not your agenda. They're not the agendas of the people. That's why it doesn't make any sense.
Would it be Agenda 21?
Don't know.
I'm being sarcastic, but what I mean by that, essentially, taking the hyperbole out, isn't this about cap and trade, getting control of energy, bringing everything else in that Obama wants?
Well, you see, that won't make any difference once
the war starts.
Out,
okay,
the money
okay.
is collapsing. It will bring the money down faster. The money will collapse, and when the money collapses, all the goods coming into the United States will stop. All the Chinese goods coming in will stop on that day. There'll be no money to pay. You will not have any underwear, any shoes, any clothing, pants, shirts. You won't have anything. You won't have food when your money fails, because no one is coming to the aid of the United States, as we have done for
the last hundreds
of years.
You know, we'll be whistling Dixie a long time before that ever happens.
Yes,
let's go to the lines and welcome Rodney from Illinois. Hi, Rodney. You're on with A.C. Griffith, Andy DeRiso, and Dave Hodges.
Hello, Dave. Mr. Griffith.
Hi, what's your question?
I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I have a former pastor. I knew his son-in-law was in the Coast Guard, so I called up Burke. Said, "Hey, Burke, have you heard anything from your son-in-law?" He said, and I filled him in on some of the things I've been hearing: rumored evacuations, air quality, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the things that Lindsey Williams has been saying. Some of the things that Matthew Simmons had said. He said, "No, I hadn't heard from him, but here's his number." I called him. He's stationed in Houston. And I said, "Hey, Isaac, I'm so-and-so. I was at your wedding, et cetera. What have you heard?" You know, I gave him the same rundown. He said, "I haven't heard anything." He couldn't confirm or deny anything about evacuations, air quality, et cetera. And, but he said he does inspect, shipping, and he does wear a 4-meter, air quality, you know, alarm, of sorts. And my question has to do with, I can't argue with Edgar Cayce. I can't argue with the Alta report. I can't deal with the future, you know, projections, but I can, deal with the here and now. If Gulf residents had the ability to coordinate some kind of air quality monitoring, and that coordination could be disseminated through a grassroots network. And I'm sure you've heard the name Kendra Arneson. She's as close as a Joan of Arc in this situation as there is.
Okay, let's give Griff a chance to respond to all this. Griff?
Well, you would probably have a hard time finding a lab that would take that job, because if their name were known or put out into the public, they would catch grief and probably would back off. We ran into the same thing trying to get air quality reports from labs on the chemtrail issue. No way. I tried to call her the other day, and her phone's been disconnected. There's no way for the people to fight this. There's just no way. They're going to have to evacuate, and that will happen. That will happen. You can count on it.
That seems very fatalistic, Mr. Griffith. Can you offer us anything optimistic?
Well, I did a program the other night, and before I went on the program, I was told to be positive and upbeat. Don't say anything to depress the people. Well, hell's bells, you can't do it. You've got one of the biggest catastrophes that's ever hit the earth before down there, and it's playing out, and I can see it, and I can see other things, and people just don't want to hear it.
Well, you do have your website, the BraveNet, Griff, you know, for people to help the Gulf evacuees when it starts, or if anybody's trying to get out now, you want to tell everybody about that?
Yes, go over to another site, and it's linked over there. You'll find it. Go to http://talkingpoints4radio.tripod.com.
I'm
sorry to do that to you.
That's all reactionary. What can you offer in a proactive measure? What can we do to throw a monkey wrench in the Alta report? What can
you
we
can't.
Do to
I don't think
a monkey
can.
Wrench in what's going on?
I think what he's saying here, reiterating Rodney over and over, is the horse is out of the barn. And as you heard earlier in the show, I asked Griff the question if we're looking at a reboot of the country, much like we do with an errant computer. And he said there's going to be a lot of pain to go through. I think that's where you're going with this. We're going to talk about solutions before we go and leave the air. But, Griff, could you offer him a ray of hope? Is there a silver lining here?
No. No, it's not. The Alta report is calling for 1.289 billion people to die in the Gulf situation and the Israeli attack on Iran.
Yeah, that's about as depressing a thing as I've heard for a while.
That's reality.
I hear you, Griff. Sit tight, Griff. Rodney, thanks for your call. And John and Dave, you'll be up next when we come back after a word from these sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I'm still catching my breath after that last segment. Joining us is A.C. Griffith, and along with Andy DeRiso. Griff, tell me again, what were those casualty estimates put forth by Cliff High in the Alter report?
$1.289
billion. How long will the war last?
I don't know that.
Effect on our country?
Yes, we will be under attack. And your last guest talked about terrorists coming in through the Mexican border.
Yes.
They would certainly be able to take care of American cities. That's what we're facing. You know.
Well, they said they were going to hit the Midwest. You know, that's what they've always said. Oh, it's not going to be the big cities anymore. We're going to come to your heartland.
Well, they're taking care of the Gulf right now. That's going to be a deserted area down there soon. I was on a broadcast with Greg Everson the other night. He's brilliant. I really do admire him. And he and I are of the same mind about the Gulf. He was former U.S. Marshal and police. He has contacts in the police departments down there. And they have evacuation plans for their own families, the police. When they put it into effect, you see, everything starts to collapse. The economies, the stock markets will collapse. You'll have devastation once they start pressing the buttons to get the people out. There are people down there now getting sick. but yeah, you're not hearing
it. Yeah. Hey, well, Chris, I wanted to ask you, too, before we move on. What is this 100-mile inland no constitutional zone?
Yeah, it goes all over the country. There's a band 100 miles in from the borders that it mainly has to do with search and seizure, that your constitutional rights are void, null and void, and it's a Congress voted that and put it in very quietly. The people don't know about it. You have no constitutional rights 100 miles in from the borders.
That explains why many of the border patrol checkpoints are far north.
So you see what's happening to the country. We're sitting back, being polite. And you see, the same thing happened in the Revolutionary War. Exactly the same thing happened in the War of 1861, the War of Northern Aggression. I said that and got by with it, didn't I?
Yes.
Thank you. But that's exactly what it was. Abraham Lincoln was a railroad lawyer, and if you study history, your opinion of Abraham Lincoln will change. If you study history, you'll find out it had nothing to do with slavery. It had to do with Washington coming down on the rights of the people in the South, and they were putting taxes on the people and just destroying the Southern economy.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, we're not going to do this anymore, and they got their guns. Well, the same thing happened in the Revolutionary War, and the same thing happened in wars all over the country. Now, we're to that point, and the only thing that will save us now is total collapse or people take up arms. It's one or the other. And you can't find anything positive in anything ahead of us now because it's the people are going to be living in tents here pretty soon.
Well, you're
and nobody's going to be liking that. They're not going to like to do it. And most of the generations, the last couple of generations, are going to be ill-equipped to survive under those conditions. Now, I'm 70 years old. I was born before the Second World War. And my generation went out here and kicked butt. No nonsense, you know. The kids in my generation were told to send a dime in with a box top and put your name on a bomb to drop on Hitler. And I did it many times, and nothing about it. Now we wouldn't want to offend Hitler.
No, the country has changed. You're absolutely right. Let's go back to the lines and welcome John from Canada. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, people. Yeah, I wanted to respond to these conclusions that are being made regarding the currency collapsing without question. There's no way to fight this. We have no choice. Of course, that's what the IMF would sell. They'd sell... Don't go after Paulson for committing criminal fraud by bailing out AIG, which in turn feeded Goldman Sachs, which he was the CEO of. But we can reclaim our stolen losses. We got to arrest these guys. Just because the FBI has been banned by our so-called government to pursue probable cause on 9/11 doesn't mean we as the people can't demand the arrest of the actual culprit.
You can demand it all day long, but it's not going to happen. Do you know about Leo E. Wanta, Ambassador Wanta?
Well, all I know is we're being victimized, and you're claiming that there's no way for us to defend ourselves.
Do you know about Leo Wanta?
I know Bush is escaping for 9/11 by stopping the FBI, but I don't know.
Okay, hold on for a second, John.
Leo Wanta.
Okay, no, I'm not familiar. Is it the
Leo Wanta brought down the Soviet economy.
Right.
That's why it collapsed, and that's why the banks are failing today. Leo Wanta and his men siphoned off, under orders from Reagan, siphoned off $27 trillion out of international banking, caused the Soviet to collapse. And that money, it was taken off the books.
Right.
That's why the world is collapsing right now.
Well,
it's quite a story to that. If you go to my website, you'll find the legal papers that talk about the $27 trillion and more about the $4.5 trillion that was recently stolen by Paulson, the Bush administration, the Bush people, Pilgrim Investment. They hired Troutman Sanders Law Firm to deal with Bank of America. It goes on and on. That's why
nothing
Obama
but a bunch of crooks. Sit tight, Griff. John, thanks for your call. Dave and Dave will be up with you right after a word from these sponsors of the Common Sense Show.
There is a season time to every purpose under heaven.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, welcome back to the Dark Days Show. Hey, Griff, I'm struggling here to find my prescription of Prozac. And speaking of that, in 2 weeks, on the 25th, we have German psychiatrist John Virapan on, and he's going to talk about how Big Pharma is making profits by keeping us sick, and it's being done intentionally with the complicit participation of the various FDA type of organizations in the Western countries. Anyway, back to Griff, and we're talking about dark days coming. And Griff, I'm not surprised that you agree with Cliff High that a war is coming in November. I've echoed those same sentiments because the global elite, to a large degree, are losing control. They're being exposed in a number of venues, like here on RBN. And when you're desperate, you do desperate things. And I see this war, is coming war, as a perhaps knee-jerk reaction to the loss of control being experienced by these people.
It's not a pretty picture. There's nothing in the future that I see that will enable us to return to a normal life as we have known it. And my concern is that the people are not going to be able to withstand the stresses put on them. You're going to run out of food. There probably will be cannibalism. You've never heard that before.
No.
When you have 300 million people run out of food, what do you think is going to happen?
Just like Stalingrad.
That's what we're facing. When the ships stop bringing products into the ports because our money has failed, what are you going to wear? What are you going to put on your feet when your shoes wear out? No more Chinese shoes. That's what I'm talking about.
Griff, if this is assuming that we have an honest election come November.
Don't assume it.
Exactly.
Right. The Alta Report predicts that we do not have a legit election come November. But if we do try to vote, and hopefully we can get the incumbents out that we want out, that wouldn't be anything but a stalling factor, would it?
It wouldn't help you.
I don't think it'll even create a bump in the road if what you're saying is correct.
Not that much difference between any of them.
Let me go a different track here real quick. Between now and November, let me give you another scenario that I've been reading about. With these massive amounts of methane rising, the trade winds of the Gulf blowing to the east, say to Florida, you could see a methane bubble, very large, approaching Florida, struck by lightning, and you would have the mother of all bombs, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would have a giant mountain coming out of the water, Ionios. That was his real name, by the way, Ionios. It wasn't John. John is some kind of transliteration of the revelation of Ionios. Anyway, said it looked like a great mountain coming out of the water and looked like blood. The water looks like blood right now.
Yes, it does.
Many people are saying this is part of Bible prophecy. It could be. I don't know. I'm familiar with Bible prophecy, but I don't know. But it's not good. And it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. And people can only put their head in the sand for so long. And if they continue to do that, then it's going to grab them by the Baruski that's sticking up, the head in the sand.
Exactly. Let's go to the lines and welcome. Let's welcome Dave from Wisconsin. Hi, you're on with A.C. Griffith, Dave Hodges, and Andy DeRiso.
Yes. Good evening.
Welcome.
Yeah, and good evening to Annie and Dave Hodges and Griff. Your guest this evening appears to be more pessimistic than any average Christian would be. Would it be offensive to ask you, are you an anti-Christian humanist or a Christian humanist, or what would you describe yourself as?
If you were standing on a railroad track and you saw a train coming at you, and the train was getting closer.
You're changing the subject. Excuse me.
No, I'm not.
No,
yes,
Dave. Dave, let's let him.
Hey,
Dave.
Whoa,
Dave. Let him answer the question.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't think he is, though. He's changing the subject.
Dave, you're not. Hold on. Time out, everybody. Dave, he's answering by metaphor, so let's allow him the courtesy to do so.
You were standing on the track, and the train was coming at you, and it was getting close. What would you do?
Hello?
Yeah, Dave, he said basically the train's coming at you. You're on the track. What are you going
to
do?
If a train was coming at me, I would have to want to know what the intention of the engineer is.
You would stand there?
For starters, is that engineer throwing the throttle forward, or is he trying to hit the brakes?
Would you stand there and ponder?
What I would do is I would hope that the engineer is a Christian or has a Christian heart, not someone that is deliberately trying to scare people or something to that effect.
Would you stand on the track?
It sounds to me like your friend is rubbing on a crystal ball or something, and you're trying to display that he knows the future or something, which he doesn't, for starters.
Well,
but anyway, I'd like to just bring up an issue about the Gulf oil gusher, and it's British Petroleum. And it's never considered who benefits the most from that. And for the last 40 years, there's been a man that has been establishing environmental and animal rights organizations. His name is Charles Windsor, a.k.a. Prince Charles Windsor. Are you familiar with any of his organizations, Griff?
No.
Well, he has established several. As in several, I mean at least 15. You might want to start with the Prince's Trust. And these are global organizations that are under the radar, but someone that has, for the last 40 years, been establishing environmental organizations would be the one who benefits the most. I would imagine that all of his different cash registers are going cha-ching, cha-ching very rapidly right now. And it should be considered that it may be deliberate because, after all, he is British.
Well, we have considered that. Listen, we've considered that.
Wonderful.
And I think that the overwhelming consensus of people who've looked at this in depth is this is a form of a false flag operation designed to bring about certain agendas. And Griff addressed some of those earlier in the show, that all the players have an agenda. Dave, we've got a full board of calls. We need to move along. I want to thank you for your call. Let's go to Dave in Delaware. Hi, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just a bright note. Anybody that's interested can go to www.restoreamericaplan.net. There's a positive light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, give us an example of what we'd find if we went to this website.
Okay.
Without reading from it, but just give me an example. What kind of material is there that gives you hope that would basically serve as a buffer to what Griff is saying is coming?
Here's the Restore America Plan. Objectives: to restore and re-inhabit the de jure institutions of lawful government, to terminate all presumed powers of attorney, to end the foreclosure nightmare, to end tax prosecutions, to end all prosecutions which lack an injured party.
How are you going to do that?
Well, that's what they're doing. That's the Restore America Plan. So don't take my word for it. The organization has at their website, www.restoreamericaplan.net. And at least that's a positive light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, this sounds very good in principle, but I'm there. I have to tell you, I'm there with Griff. I need to see, you know, they're just words until they're put into action. And if you wouldn't mind, Dave, please send me an email to thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Include that, and I'll take a look at it. We might revisit this at a later time. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Let's move on to Ivan in Salt Lake. Hi, Ivan, what's on your mind? Hello, Ivan.
I got a question for you. What do you see as a scenario that BP decided to call a bankruptcy? We know already that America is already under bankruptcy, and then when the BP called bankruptcy and the government decided to pay for the cleanup, what will happen to America?
America's bankrupt now. Their dollars are failing.
Just the scenario that the BP decided to call a bankruptcy, who's going to take care of the cleanup for all that matter?
It's not going to be cleaned up.
There's not going to be a cleanup. That's what I thought.
And Griff, this is what you were alluding to earlier in the show when you said this could cause ecological harm and actually threaten all life on the planet. Am I right? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, one way or another.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in that case, it is a scenario that Israel attack Iran is going to be kind of a escape route to relieve the pressure?
No.
No? Oh, that's a different plan. I thought that might be.
How are you going to relieve the pressure?
I understand. Well, we know to divert attention from one problem to another problem.
The BP has said we're going to drill other wells to relieve the pressure, and the question is, how does that work? You know, how are they going to do that?
No, I wasn't talking the BP pressure on the wells. I was talking about a public pressure, you know, to take the attention somewhere else. You know, like in these wars, usually take the like the war with Iraq, it kind of took away attention.
Okay, Ivan, let me interject this. Okay, I know where you're going with this. I wish I could find a more positive ray of hope here, but I have to tell you, pun intended, that ship has sailed. I think if we stopped what's going on with the ocean floor in the oil, we're not talking a single leak like something coming out of a faucet. We're talking about a giant fissure at the bottom of the ocean that's spreading. Even if we could stop it right now, many people feel the damage is already done.
No, I understand all that, but I don't understand why America is a superpower allowing Israel to go ahead with this war. That's what bothers me.
Well, let me put a quick cap on this, because then we need to move along. But Ivan, essentially, this is not a nationalistic issue. It's not America. It's not Britain. It's not Germany. It's not Italy. It's not Saudi Arabia. We're dealing with a global elite that has an agenda that's transnational. It transcends all national lines. And they are not your friend. If you're paying a utility bill, they are not your friend. Anyway, Ivan, thanks for the call, because I want to get back to Griff here, because we're going to quickly run out of time. Griff, you really think the culminating event, as you see it, things are going to cascade into a world war commencing in November. Is there any scenario, let me take the caller's track here, because I appreciate their attempts at optimism. Is there any scenario you can foresee that could forestall this war from happening?
No.
In a word, no. Okay. Then tell us what we need to be doing to maximize our survival.
Hunker down. I'm joking.
No, you're not.
No.
Well, let's define hunker down.
No.
Griff, let's assume here that we've got someone from St. Louis listening for the first time to this show, and they're saying, my God, I can't believe that I'm hearing this. And then they start to do their own research, and they come to the same mindset that you are, that we're in very big trouble. What would you tell them that they need to be doing to maximize their chances of making it through this tribulation?
The first thing you're going to have to do is move away from the coast, the Gulf Coast. You're going to have to move as far north as you can. Then you stock food. Stock all the food that you can stock. Look at the dates on the cans. Buy freeze-dried food. Your time is running out. We're in the 11th hour now. We're down to minutes. We're going into inflation or hyperinflation on some goods. Your price is going up as the value of your dollar goes down. So you're in the last few minutes here of opportunity. Stock food. Stock goods, shoes, anything that you're going to be, you will need for the rest of your life. The author report said it would take 3 lifetimes to rebuild. I have great confidence in Cliff High and what he's discovered in those reports. But, you see, I'm not going on the author report alone. What I see happening matches the author report, and the author report matches what I see happening. And there are others like me that see the reality of what's coming at us. Only the people that are tuned out. The answer to the question about the man standing on the train track, it's so typical of people to say, well, I would pray. That means they would stand on the railroad track while the train's coming at them and they would pray. Well, no, that's the wrong answer. You run like hell and you pray as you're running. But you get off the track. It's up to the individual to be responsible for themselves and their families. All of the emphasis today should be on self and family. Don't worry about what's going on in Washington, because you can't do anything about it. You know, you can't do it. It's just simply too late to do anything. I heard on the American Broadcasting Company the other day that 91% of the blacks, now I'm just quoting American Broadcasting Company, I heard this, 91% still admire Obama. They think he's just plumb wonderful as a president, and they agree with all of his policies. Well, none of those people know what the policies are, and they haven't a clue. These are the people that put Obama in the first place, the 91%. It's a sad state of affairs we have here. But things I've said tonight, I don't sell anything. I put my life at risk by doing this. Of course I do. And I'm not selling anything. It cost me money to do what I'm doing, and I've been doing it for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We're the guys that broke the chemtrail story. I can tell you all about the chemtrails, what they're doing, and by the way, let me mention that the military program in the chemtrails, it was for the battlefield imaging program, the RFMP system of the Navy. That's what the chemtrail was all about. And they still have the power of the military using the chemtrails to paint three-dimension battlefield images over land terrain. It's still there, and that's what they're doing. The urban warfare maneuvers in the United States for the last 10 years, every American city has had urban warfare maneuvers conducted in the city.
That's true.
Yes, and the military has been in the cities practicing. It's not for foreign deployment. American military in American cities. And they used live ammunition in their exercises, deploying troops from helicopters, dropping them down over cities and so on.
And so, God help those that will stand up for their constitutional rights together against their out-of-control government. Listen, Griff, I hear what you're saying. On that issue, you're preaching to the choir. I've got a final question for you, though.
Sure.
And it's going to have to wait till after the break. But I'll prepare my audience for it. And Griff, what I'm going to ask Griff when we come back from the break is, did he meet with the wave of wannabe optimism that we heard here from our callers tonight? I think it's human nature. More on that when we come back as we put a wrap on this interview with A.C. Griffith. Stay tuned, everybody.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight's guest has been A.C. Griffith, and we've spent a lot of time talking about the BP oil spill in the Gulf and some of the ramifications, and we drifted into other areas and some pretty significant areas, and if A.C. is correct, then we're headed for some very, very dark days. And A.C., I just wanted to wrap this with a real quick question here. You heard the basic tone and tenor of our callers, and they were looking for that ray of hope. Did you get that same kind of response on the other shows that you've recently appeared on? Are people generally looking for hope, or did you find that maybe this audience was exceptional and there is a resignation of defeat among the American people?
The cross-section of American people today do not want to hear anything that they interpret as gloom and doom. They want to be upbeat. They want to hear the good news. I am from that old generation, 1940, and my generation could stand it. I'm not optimistic that this generation can withstand the emotional stress of what we're about to go through. They're not prepared for it.
That's a different topic for a different day, but I do agree with you, because the difference between the Depression generation and this one could come down to one term, and that's self-reliance. They had it in the 20s and 30s. Our kids don't have it today, and I totally agree with that. Griff, we're going to have you back on as the dark days approach and as these warning signs appear and as events merit. I hope you'll agree to come back and be a guest again on the Common Sense Show.
I would be honored to do that, Dave, anytime you need me. And I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong with what I've said tonight.
Well, I hope you are, but I fear that you're not. But anyway, Griff, thanks so much for being a guest on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you, Griff. Really appreciate it.
Yes, and joining Annie and I. Have a pleasant evening, as many as we might have left. A.C. Griffith, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, a lot of times we don't like to hear negative news, but certainly I think what he said about the Gulf, you could even accuse him of soft-pedaling some of the stuff that I've heard about the Gulf from very credible sources. And speaking of that, next week we're going to have two guests on, and one of them is going to deal with the Gulf. And we're going to have a return visit from Captain Kelly Sweeney, former Merchant Marine captain. Actually, I think he is still a present Merchant Marine captain. And he's got great insight into what's going on down there. And we're going to focus exclusively on the Gulf and its dangers. We also have, in the first part of the show, in our Newsmaker show, a gentleman by the name of Roger Brown, who is a sociologist, and as you've noticed lately on this show, we've been doing a lot of shows in advocacy of children. The sex slave trade, for example, that we exposed with Nick Bryant and other people we've talked to about this. We're going to continue this and talk about the role of the various state-run agencies of child protective services across this country and how they are working against the best interest and the fiduciary authority of parents over their children. And I'm not talking abusive parents, neglectful parents. I'm talking about parents who love their kids and do the best by them every single day. And Roger is going to come on and expose a lot of what's going on. And folks, this is a lot for me to do this show because, as many of you know, I have a master's degree and I'm certified as a trained mental health counselor in community mental health counseling. And I was very well schooled on the supposed idealistic role of child protective services. And unfortunately, I have to say that a lot of these state-run agencies have strayed from their mission. And Roger's going to come on and expose this. So it's going to be an exciting show next week. And as I alluded to earlier, John Verapin in 2 weeks, as we talk about Big Pharma and how they're threatening to hurt us. And we're up against the end of the show. There's our theme song. So, Annie, it's time for you and I to wish everyone a great week. And we'll see them next week.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Griff. Thanks, Susan.
Yes, and thanks to A.C. Griffith and to Susan Smith. God bless everybody. Go out and have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.